Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, folks, I just got to share something with you here. Each week, we share a different topic with you, and as much as these shows help you, they also seem to be scheduled at exact the right time that maybe will help myself or our producer, Christopher. Our topic today is bullying. And this week, well, you know what? I got to tell you, has been quite an interesting week for me, just to say the least. I don't want to go into details, but I will say that I will never, ever understand how people can be so mean to others. This is really an issue with me, and today we're going to talk about bullying. It's the perfect timing. And to add to the situation that we're having happen here, someone actually has hacked into my website, AskSueLondon.com. Each week I like to share that site with you and invite you to connect with me and check out the videos and all that kind of stuff. Well, somebody has hacked into my site and now it's gone. So if you have to, want to connect with me, you can connect with me through Sue@AskSueLondon.com. And if that doesn't work, because we just have discovered all of this, and this is the time my techie guy is out of town, so I have also created an account, getinspiredradio@gmail.com. And I will be posting links and upcoming events on my Facebook fan page, Ask Sue London. So, you know what? Things happen for a reason, and we couldn't have a better time for our guests to come on. School has just gone back in, and this is the time we need this man. So that's what's happening with me now. Christopher, what's happening with you this week? You and I are like twins.
We're like twins. There's just always seems to be like a parallel. I mean, I'm going to make up a new word, a parallelity between you and me. How do you like that new word, parallelity? Well,
can you spell it?
No, I don't even think most people can say it. But it seems like when you're riding, and I don't want to say rough waters, but when you have a lot going on and you're in the middle of a storm, I seem to be in the middle of a storm. Then when the water's calm, things seem to be calm for me as well. So I don't know where that connection, how that happens, but
well, you know, in a past life we were brother and sister, right? So I mean, that there's that going for us too. But yeah, I wonder if there's something happening. Like, is there a Mercury retrograde happening right now, or something like that? But, yeah, it's been such a crazy week. But on a positive note, I have to tell you something. Now, you know this, Christopher, but any of our listeners who might be new to the show, my husband and I are living in the Hilton Homewood Suites now for the next 4 months because we're having a house built. And I, every year, like canned stuff, you know, preserve, freeze fruit for the winter, this kind of stuff. And I thought this year, you know, with living in the hotel, we wouldn't be able to do this. But can you believe that I actually was in our hotel suite canning strawberries and peaches and raspberries all this week? So the kitchen staff here at the hotel, they were so kind, and they made some room in their kitchen freezer, and they're storing all our canning stuff. So talk about, like, thank you, and gratitude, and a big surprise for us. So, yeah, that's what we were doing this week. So there was strawberry juice everywhere.
Well, send some over here because that'll keep me away from the chocolate milkshakes.
Oh, my God. You still are on that, my friend?
Oh, that's just a. I don't want to say a drop in the. I was going to think of something funny to say, but yes, that's just a chip of the old chocolate bar.
Wow. Well, you know, we got to work on that. And
I know.
I might have to come and kick your butt some more, my friend.
Well, that's why I'm doing it, because I want you to come kick my butt.
Oh, there's a secret behind this.
Okay, absolutely.
That comes out now. Now, have you, Christopher, did you ever go through being bullied in school?
As a matter of fact, yeah. You know what? It's kind of tough to talk about, but yeah, and it's an embarrassing thing for people to talk about. But yeah. I don't mind honestly saying that, you know what? I've seen other people get it a lot worse than me. I was at the lower end scale. But, yeah, I went through that phase in high school, and then I just learned how to combat it.
Well, I went through it when I was in grade 8. Every day walking home from school, there were 3 girls that kicked me, beat me up, and I didn't have any reason. I didn't know why they were doing it. And I found out years later they were doing it simply because one of the girls were jealous that a boy she liked me. And I had no interest in this boy at all. So it's really interesting why people do the things they do, isn't it?
It is interesting. And you kind of wonder, why do they do it? They must have an insecurity of their own. Why? Anybody who does that to somebody else has something going on with their own situation.
Exactly, yeah. And we're going to talk more about that today. And what's interesting is my youngest daughter, my kids, I have to be honest and brag, you know, that my kids I think are pretty cute. I've got some girls, and I think they're pretty cute girls. And my youngest daughter, she went through, similar to what I went through with girls, being bullying her, but it wasn't through, like, walking home from school and the bullying that way. It was through social media. So it's, you know, how times change. There's so many different ways people are bullying now. So I'm really glad we've brought, our guest on today, because we're going to really cover quite a bit.
So I guess we call this cyberbullying these days.
Is that what they call it? Yeah.
Everything with computers is cyber, so it'd be cyberbullying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you, I don't think I will ever accept and understand why people are mean to each other. And if anyone's listening and you're mean, how dare you do that? You know, so anyways, well, let me tell, you know, can you hear this in me? Like, I'm just ready to put somebody in line here. But let's tell everyone about our guest today before we bring him on. Critically acclaimed bullying diffusing advocate and former media talk show host Garth Riley, he's been teaching and encouraging people from the ages of 7 to 67 to become more resilient against bullying since 2006. Now, he has spoken to tens of thousands of students, teachers, and parents. Now, he says that bullying will never stop, and we must learn how to make it stop having the effect on us. Now, folks, you can learn about Garth Riley at his website, garthriley.com. That's spelled GARTHRILEY.com. And I also want to share with you all that today, call in. Please ask your questions. Ask for suggestions or wherever, you know, share what you're going through. The phone number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Let me repeat that. It's 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the website at transformationtalkradio.com. Just put your question in there, and I will relay it to our guest, Garth. So let's, without any further delay, bring Garth on and get started with empowering you with this topic. So, Garth, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Sue, what a treat to be here. Thank you for covering this topic, and mm-hmm. couldn't help but listening to, you know, both your comments there. And you know, this is something that has lasting effect for people, probably till the day some of these people die.
Yeah.
So it's quite an emotional feel. So I thank you for taking it on and the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners.
Now, let me ask you this, because I know, you know, like, as speakers, we tend to talk about things we've been through. Have you yourself been through bullying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have too, eh?
Yeah, you know, it happened. It happened when I was just a youngster, you know, of course.
Yeah.
And it happened, you know, it happened. I can remember starting around grade four, and and then I went through periods where it did and it didn't happen, and then, you know, into high school, and kind of being picked on and beat up on the way home, like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. And you know, the funniest thing is, you know, I was always the tallest kid in school. Now, you know, I'm 6 foot six, you know, 295 to 300 pounds. Nobody bullies me pretty much anymore. Although a lot of people try verbally or through systems now. Mm-hmm. Bullying just never goes away. So you just have to learn your own strength. But yeah, I was bullied, and that's why when I talk to kids, they kind of, I tell them my story, and I'm sure I'm telling someone else's story. It's just a different geographic location. But then I not only tell them my story, I tell them how I learned to get past it and what you can do.
And that's the important thing now. Would you say that, you know, is it fair to say, has it gotten worse, or is it just that people are stepping forward and reporting it now? What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's, I think it's gotten worse. And the systems that we have in place just aren't there, and including our family systems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Moms and dads aren't together like they used to be, and there's just all kinds of, and there seems to be a bit of a tolerance now to being rude. In fact, it seems to be okay.
Exactly, yeah. And that's where, like I was saying to Christopher, you know, before we brought you on, I don't think I will ever understand how somebody could be making rude comments to another person. You know,
It's called Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called, before that it was MSN. Now it's texting, like Christopher was talking about. We say things without emotion. We have a generation now that's defunct from emotion because it's LOL and it's smiley face and whatever else, and it really doesn't mean anything. And so we've done something that we've dehumanized communication. And since we've lost that talent, and unfortunately, you know, their parents have gotten caught up into talk show mayhem, you know, and if it wasn't Jerry Springer, not beating up on him, but, you know, I don't understand how that stays on the air, but it does. So when you look at this and we tolerate this and this now becomes acceptable behavior, and when someone's flipping someone the bird or being dismissive to another person, then what do you expect?
Yeah.
But
and
we have to deal with it.
Yeah, and you know, the LOL, when you say that, I when my kids would say that, and I'm thinking, what's LOL? And I thought it meant lots of love, and I'd write back, lots of loves to you, sweetie, too, you know? So I was way out of it, but I was shocked the more that I was seeing, you know?
Yeah.
But on that note, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my guest, Garth Riley. I want to encourage you all to phone in today. Garth is here to help you. School's back in. Your kids are going through stuff. You're feeling helpless. We're all here to help you today. So call in to 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And please also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage, TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Garth Riley, folks. And today we're talking about a no-bull approach to the bullying issue. I want to invite you to phone in. You've got questions. We're here to help you today. And we have the expert with us to help you. Now, you can give us a call at the phone number 1-800-930-2819. Again, let me repeat that number. It's 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the website transformationtalkradio.com. Again, the website is transformationtalkradio.com. And if you have a question and you don't want people to know it came from you, you don't have to put your name on there. It's all very, can be confidential. Okay, so just know we're here to help you. Now, Garth, is this happen more to boys or girls? Do you know? Do you have any statistics on that?
I don't really have a sense of it. I think women are. I think girls are incredibly more more mean than than boys are. Boys are a little more a matter of fact about it. Although they, so we see more of that. But there's, I see more girls sort of digging on each other, and that's been a problem. And you know what happens is that because it's such a clique atmosphere, no one wants to say anything, so a lot of the girls will stay within the group even though they're being beat upon verbally, and a lot of it's verbal. I mean, a lot of it's verbal, and a lot of it is, it's not like bullying when I was a kid. Like, you know, yes, people get hit, but we're seeing more about the emotional side of it, and that's really where I specialize in helping kids sort of take a look at this and really understand what's going on. But girls are very good at it.
You know, like I was saying earlier, when these three girls were beating me up, they were actually kicking me and drawing blood, and I was bruised. I was physically bullied. And the reason they were doing that was because this boy liked me. I had no interest in him. And this seemed to be kind of a pattern that would happen with me. Then my daughter, being a cute little girl, the girls were jealous with her, because boys liked her, and they started a club on Facebook, I Hate, and they put her name on there. And it was like the emotional abuse for my daughter, but it was still as horrific, and she really withdrew from the girls. She only would hang around with boys. Now, I'm sharing this because I know there's a lot of people listening that your daughter could be going through this as well. Now, what we did was we pulled our daughter out of that school because she got away from the girls, and when we put her in another school, it seemed to stop because the girls weren't around her.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend for, say, girls that are going through this? Because there seems to be a lot of jealousy around the boys, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think we have to do is we have to create a culture of of safety. So
Okay. You've
touched on a couple different things here. First of all, the school needs to be involved, and then the community needs to be involved. In this case, you know, you took an action where you moved your daughter, and that solved the problem. And quite frankly, that's good, but you know, 99% of the people can't do that, and there's all kinds of rules against doing that. So maybe we'll talk to you a little bit about what parents need, what role parents need to play, and what they can do to advocate for their child, because sometimes it won't stop. And that's probably where we need to visit that. And if you want, I'll sort of go through a few steps.
Yeah, let's talk about that now.
Okay. One of the number, there was a movie that was out recently. It was called The Bully Project, and it got a lot of headlines, and then it went away pretty quickly. And one of the things that they identified in there, and every reviewer that reviewed the movie, almost all of them said they felt that the school was not doing their part. Now, having said that, I know I'm going to offend some school teacher out there that thinks they are, and if you are feeling offended, that's not my intention. Now, so I say this importantly, because I say this with a lot of emphasis, because people need to check in to see what my intention is, or your intention is, but we don't. We take ceremonial viewpoints and say, well, if you're going to be that way, then I'm not listening to this guy. But I encourage them to listen. Here's the deal. What happens is that the teachers and the school seem to have, it's fairly insular. Mm-hmm. And parents who are concerned about their child themselves have a big hang-up about school, like most of us do. Like, I don't like going to school, never liked it, and I wouldn't want to go back. And when I go back, sometimes as a layperson or a regular person, I'm made to feel less than. 90% of the people that go back, or I've seen that 90% is a wrong number, I'm sure, but many of the people that go back to the school come in emotionally charged because finally they've had enough. And this is where the problem starts. The school doesn't listen to you when you are off, you know, when you've completely left the planet when it comes to your emotion. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you're not advocating. You're just blowing steam, and they're not really listening. Now, they have a rule, too. They have laws, and they have policies that have to be adhered to. If people go to the website, garthriley.com, they can go to where it says ebook workbook samples and go through, take a look there, and I'll walk people through some of how to advocate for your child. But really what it works like this. When you walk in to the school, you need to be able to have already pulled up the document from the school board, the school system, saying what the guarantees are of what your child is supposed to be experiencing. And every child is supposed to be safe, it's supposed to be calm, it's supposed to be encouraging, there's supposed to be a venue for them to actually come together and meet and sort of solve the problem. Well, nobody does that, and I've hardly seen any school do that, but some are out there, I'll give it granted. I don't hear about those ones, unfortunately. Yeah. And when the parent walks in and knows this document, they sit down with this principal and they say, I've reviewed this document. And they have to use this wording, Sue. They have to say, I've read all of this where it describes, could you tell me, sir or ma'am, what are the metrics? Use the word metrics on purpose.
Okay.
Metrics, M-E-T-R-I-C-S. Mm-hmm. What are the metrics you're using at this school to measure your application of this policy? Well, by the time this happens, the head will spin a bit for the administrators, but they'll now know you're talking their language.
And so metrics, what is that?
Metrics is a measurement of how do they say that we know that it's a safe environment. We know we have a safe environment. Well, how do you know that?
Okay.
Right? And when they start to go through it and you say, when a policy says, for example, that a child shall not feel like they are disadvantaged, or you say, well, I have a child that feels disadvantaged. Mm-hmm. You say we shouldn't feel disadvantaged. What is the metrics or what are the things measurements you have in place to help my child feel like this document says it should feel?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say it this way is because at that point in time, we're now going to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Because now you're going to converse back and forth about the facts. You are, in fact, being a lawyer for your kids.
Right.
But what happens is the system has to pay attention to you because you're following their rules.
Yeah.
The next part is when the administrator says, and I've had this before, saying, well, I apply the rules the way I see fit. And I say, that's fair enough. Where in this document does it say that you get to provide your interpretation of these rules, ma'am or sir?
Yeah.
And I know it's hard for parents to do this, but I got to tell you, when I walked four parents last year through this, and we got results. Because the next stop was the director of education, which is their boss.
Yeah, I know I had to call the supervisor of our school board when we were having problems with our one daughter. And the principal just said she didn't want to get involved. She didn't want to have any problems. And it turned out what was happening, this boy who was kind of being like sexually abusing our one daughter. And here he was seeing things happening at home. This was in grade one. This happened with my, you know, and the principal just didn't want to make waves. And when the supervisor got involved, supervisor. No, I'm not saying that right, am I? It's not the supervisor.
Superintendent, usually.
Superintendent, that's right. Yeah. When they got involved, the things all changed. And more importantly, it stopped for my daughter, but it stopped for other kids having it happen, and it helped the child who was doing it get the help they needed.
Amen to that. You know? All I could do is tell you is that that was the most amazing thing, Sue, that we learned when I was doing all these presentations. I went into schools to try and teach kids some coping mechanisms that would work, and we had, you know, thousands of kids tell us. But you know what was really interesting? We never thought that we would ever be addressing the bully and the bully would ever get anything out of it. Guess what?
They do.
Like the bullies, the kids said, I didn't realize what I was doing was actually a bullying thing.
Yeah, because they're probably seeing it at home or TV or social media probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. We have, there's one of the largest bodies of work on the internet. It's called World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Now, it's interesting. If you go to TED Talks, I love watching those. If you go to TEDTalks.com and you look up a speaker, her name is McGonagall. She talks about, you know, collaboration of people getting along. Do you realize the largest collaborative piece of work that has happened in the internet today is called World of Warcraft? The whole game has been developed by the users. And there are people on headsets from all parts of the world talking to one another, guiding them through the program, and then helping create the new program.
Wow.
Now, the question that she put forward was this. Mm-hmm. She says, we're trying to understand how we can work so collaboratively online, but yet interpersonally we fail miserably right across borders.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is that the internet is a friend of ours. It can be a friend, but we do have the ability as human beings to collaborate. So what is happening that we're not collaborating? And I think there's about three things that I have identified from and then the next part, there's four things that come about. Mm-hmm. One is that we observe something that's going wrong. Right, we see it's going wrong, and then we judge it, whether it means something to us or it doesn't mean something to us. I got this from a Jim Richards, who's a guy I read from. I was doing some reading from, and he said it this way: that we observe things that are going in our life, and then we judge it. It means something or it doesn't mean something, and we make it. Then we give it significance, meaning it's important or it's unimportant, or it's really big bugging us, or it really doesn't matter to us.
Okay.
And then, which is pretty much everything. I mean, even ordering lunch is the same way. You got a hamburger from a restaurant, you go, okay, I observe I got a hamburger. Was it good? It's all right, it's good enough. No, I'm upset they put my pickles on. So we do it for the simplest things.
Yeah.
But then we give ourselves a permission slip, which is where my work came in. And we either sign off and say, that is exactly how I feel, and I am going, and I'm committed to that feeling, and that's it. And it's now in the unwinding of, or the taking apart, disassembling, take off, why did I give permission to that? Why did I make it significant? Why did I judge it to be that way? And what did I exactly observe? And that's what Christopher was talking about earlier on. We see things, but why do we get so wrapped around the axle about it? And that's something I can share with people about how to really inspect that. And when they do that, I see kids as young as grade 4 going, wow, I get it.
Well, Garth, on that note, let's take a quick break. It's commercial time.
Cool.
Let's take a quick break, and then we come back. Let's talk about that more, okay?
Okay.
Folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio, and we're going to take that quick break now, but I want to encourage you. You can call in and ask your questions. We're here to help you. That number to call is 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on the website transformationtalkradio.com. Again, that address is transformationtalkradio.com. And just know it can be confidential. So if you want to send us a question, you don't have to fill your name in. We're here to help you. So stay tuned. We'll take that quick break and be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Garth Riley here with us today, folks, and we're talking about bullying. Now, Garth has so kindly wrote an ebook, and he wants to give away some ebooks. So I'm going to give you his email address right now. If you want to grab a pen, write this down, and you're going to email Garth and just say that you would like to win one of his ebooks. And then he will get back to you. I should have discussed this with you first, Garth. Was that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. And actually, I had a technical gizmo happen to me today, too, with our website. So hopefully you'll use the Gmail one instead, because the website is not processing my emails for today for some reason.
Oh, so do you want everyone to go to GarthRiley1 at Gmail?
Yeah, to have them do that, because I was on testing everything today again, and all of a sudden it wasn't. So there must be something. Retrograde must be here.
Oh, there's something. Don't talk to me about websites, my friend.
Yeah, so I haven't sent it to my Gmail account. They go to the website, and they GarthRiley.com, and then they'll see the emails on the contact me. I left it as a Gmail because the other email wasn't working.
Okay, so guys, go to GarthRiley1. So that's spelled GarthRiley. It's the number one, not the word, and it's at gmail.com. And then this e-workbook, Garth, tell them more about it.
You know, this workbook is the body of work that we created as we went through, you know, the thousands of children that and they helped us sort of figure out what worked. And so in this, they're going to learn how to advocate for their child. They're going to learn how that most people actually self-bully themselves first, which mm-hmm. makes what I call is the bully pathway being built so that the other bully can get in, the external one. And so we're going to show you how that we use words to basically rip ourselves apart and how we can actually use it to actually build ourselves back up. Okay. And once people go through this, it's quite phenomenal. And so all of that, I walk them through with scenarios. I talk through it, but there's a lot of interactive pieces. So you can, as a parent or a teacher, can walk right through it and eventually learn how to apply it yourself. So, you know, get on with life and use the tool.
And you know, I want to add to, you may be listening to this show and you might think, well, I don't need it. You may have a child that's young and think, no, my child's great. You don't know when this could happen to your child. Or you might have a neighbor that this happens to. So this is a great opportunity to get a book, to have a tool that is something that is great to have on hand if that happens, because it's quite common now that, you know, that can happen. So,
well, the kids aren't going to talk about it sometimes because they're afraid of the parent actually walking into the school and making it worse for them, because sometimes the kids see the teacher, that sometimes teachers don't handle it right, and so all of a sudden the child realizes that it's better to suffer in silence than to bring it forward, because somebody at that end may not handle it the right way. And unfortunately, you know, it happens
right.
a lot.
Yeah, and that's a good point you made. I was lucky. I volunteered in my kids' schools, and I was there for 14 years. Mm. I actually taught reading, and so I was already in the system. They saw me there all the time, all the kids. So at first, but my kids were saying, make sure you don't say this to this teacher, or watch what you say, or tell me in advance what you're going to say, because they were scared of others finding out about it. It's quite true. I'm glad you brought that comment up.
Truly.
So once again, guys, Garth is giving away 10 copies here. So if you want to get a copy of this e-workbook, go to GarthRiley1, it's the number one, at gmail.com. Just send him an email, give him your details, and then he will get that off to you after the show.
Absolutely.
Garth, thank you so much for providing that for everybody.
You're welcome.
For the first 10 people. Oh, I could get myself in trouble with you, couldn't I?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Well, you know, let's just get on with, you know, helping people, like we say, to, you know, I just want to see people like you, Sue. I mean, you're passionate about what you do. I just want to help people sort of get a light on this dark subject and then find this empowerment. You know, I had a child one time. Can I tell you this quick story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Some tools.
All right, yeah. So what happened, well, this is all about the tool. What happened was, I spoke at this school one time, and then I got a call from a friend of mine. I have an article, asked me for it. It'll soon be up on the blog. It's called the 911 call. And this little guy was not wanting to live anymore, you know, at 12 or 13 years old, told his mom that. Her mom was a single mom beside herself on this one, and she told a friend in a women's group. And the woman got a hold of me, and she said to me, can you help? And so I just phoned up, and I drove over, happened to be in my neighborhood, and I walked in, and the kid said to me, you're the guy that came to our school. I said, yeah, I am. So anyways, I walked in there, and the first thing I did was we started to talk about what was going on, and it was really about the words. I mean, he was a kid from a Pakistani background, so he's being called a stupid Paki, and then there were all the racial slurs that you could imagine, and, you know, pick a nationality, you get one. Everybody had one. What was really interesting was, I asked him to remember the story that I told when I was there. And he remembered, I was only there 3 months earlier, but he remembered all the stories about how I was bullied. And then I said to him, remember when we talked about this? And here's what I want to give the kids this, is that I pulled out this project called the permission slip.
Okay.
Now, we all know what it's like. And I can tell you right now that when I go through this, if I have time before the break, Sue, I'd love to take people through this permission slip process, because when I get kids to do it, they get it. When I get adults to do it, they shortcut it and miss the actual message, because adults figure out they've already heard everything. But
I'll tell you, but before you go any further, we're going to leave this last break out.
Okay.
That's okay?
That is quite all right with me.
Okay, so Garth, I'm not going to put you on a time frame here. Well, we have to be off by, just go for it. I'll stop you when we have to.
I'll go as quick as I can, because, you know, this is so important. So what happened was, I take out a permission slip, and it's really simply like this. It says, you know, and remember, the permission slip is the most powerful document you ever had when you were a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to go on trips, and you got to go to different places because they were signed. So, and when you brought your permission slip home, and nobody signed it, you took it back to school, you said you submitted it, and they looked down at the bottom, they go, well, it's not signed by your parents, so then now you have no permission. So we understand that. It's called a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was really interesting. You know, this guy said, you know, let me take it back to this little boy. He says, you know, he's calling me a Paki, and he says, I'm a piece of dirt, and I'm not worth anything. And he goes, I have to listen to that all the time when I'm going. And when I would even walk by where the guy's house is, I run by, because as soon as I look at the house, he says, Garth, I just think about this guy. And where he picks on me is, I always sort of meet him at this corner, and he said, I avoid that corner. I mean, it was really real for this kid. It was really visceral. Yeah. I mean, I get it, because I had the same thing happen to me.
Yeah.
So I said to him, okay, well, first of all, sticks and stones will break my bones. But I said, that's the dumbest thing ever to be said. Of course it will. A stick or stone will break your bone. But words, they crush you.
Yeah.
And I go, and the funny part about it is, if you take a look just for a moment to dissect this, and I was sitting across from him, and here's how it worked. I said, listen, if you had a stick in your body, what would your body be saying right now? If you had a stick sticking out of your arm, your body would be like, screaming, get it out. If you had a little sliver in your finger, your body would be screaming, get it out. And you, as a human being, usually would do anything you can. You'd rip it out. You'd use your teeth to pull out the splinter. Your body knows it's not supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever had a stone in your shoe, and you walked along, you go, man, there's a stone in my shoe. And you take it out. Aren't you somewhat disappointed about the size of this thing? I mean, it's never as big as it feels. But your body has told you, get rid of it. And yet, we will have a word, and the word will come to us, and it'll enter our brain, almost like a sponge going right through into our brain and go into our heart. And it hurts us, but here's the deal. There's no physical evidence of it, except for how we feel.
Right.
So we understand that we have given permission for something to enter ourselves, and the only way I could get people to realize that they had a stick in their body or a stone in their shoe, in this case it was a word in their head or their heart, was to follow the permission slip. And when I got people to do this, it was transformational to the hundreds of children sitting in a gymnasium with me at any particular time.
Wow.
And here's how it worked.
Okay.
We would do a game called the bully game, and you know, I'll tell you all about that. But
okay.
And what happens is 300 kids are sitting there, they're all looking at me, and we're having this bully game, and I ask, what word were you called? And someone say idiot, stupid, ugly, fat, you know, dumb, dork, spaz, you know, they're all there. Mm-hmm. Whether they send it to you by Facebook or otherwise, and I said, okay. Now, I said, if all your listeners will do this right now with me, you heard of a GPS system, you know, a global positioning system? You know, everybody's got GPS in their car these days.
I can't drive without one.
Right on. So I want you to know, I'm going to change it. Instead of a GPS, I'm going to call it gauging your personal setting, right? GPS is you now you. If everybody that's listening right now does something for me right now, I know it sounds weird if you're driving because it'll make it look like you're making a left turn, but take your arm and put it directly parallel to your shoulder and leave it straight out there like you're an airplane or one side of an airplane. And that is our GPS indicator saying that we're feeling level or average and everything's okay. Raise your hand up like you're asking a question, and that'll tell you, that says, hey, everything's great, I'm excited, and super, things are going well. And then, now take your arm and drop it down to your side, pointing to the floor, and now your GPS is saying, feeling less than. So, this is your GPS. So I said to him, I said to the young boy, I said, okay, this guy called you a packy in this case. He goes, yeah. I said, okay, with your arm, show me where that makes you feel when you think about that, and he dropped it to the floor. I said, okay. Where would you like to feel? If you could feel anywhere other than that, where would you like to feel? And he put his hand right to the top. And I went, well, that's kind of interesting, but what if you had to sort of settle right at the middle, right where your shoulder, would that be okay?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, okay. So let me understand. You get called the word packy. He said, yes. Drop your arm down. I said, where would you like to feel on the average day? He put his arm to shoulder level. I said, okay. Uh-huh. I'm going to ask you a question. Let's write this down.
Uh-huh.
And I gave, and here's the permission slip. You can order them from me. His name, in this case I'll use John Smith. John Smith, give permission to the word packy, right, to ruin the way I feel about myself. Then I said, okay, is that right? And he goes, yeah. So I turn the piece of paper and I push it over to him. I said, well, just sign your name there to say you agree to that and date it. He says, I don't want to sign it. I go, well, all we're doing is the paperwork. But I promise you once we do this paperwork, I'll show you better paperwork afterwards. And there's an important thing that happened here, Sue, is because what happens is this is the effectiveness of now knowing that we actually have a stick or a stone in our body.
Yeah.
And this little man filling it out, I said, I promise you I will get you out of this, but I need you to sign this. So he signed it. And I said, now read that to me. Read it to yourself and then show me where it makes you feel when you read it. I said, fair enough. Put it aside. Mm-hmm. I said, we're going to take another one. He said, there was another one. He said, where the guy calls me, I was dirty or dirty speck or something. I can't remember exactly. Yeah. And he said, John Smith, give permission to being called a dirty speck to ruin the way I feel about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I did the same procedure, and I had him sign it. He didn't want to sign it. I said, trust me. It's a big trust issue.
Yeah.
Then at the end of it, I go, okay, now, how about this? I, John Smith, give permission to John Smith to carefully inspect or look at every word before I allow it in. So he signs that. He gets that there. And I turn it over to him, and I said, would you sign that? And he reads it. Well, you'll just watch the difference in the way anybody signs that one. Yeah, he's jubilant and writing it, and away he goes. And I said, okay, when you read that, show me where it makes you feel. And he puts his arm above shoulder. And I said, now, isn't it interesting, just for a moment here? These are only words. They didn't hit you with a stick. It didn't hit you with a stone. You let a word come in, and there's... Now you have two permission slips that said this is one way and you felt this way, and now this one is saying you're going to inspect the word before you let it in. What if you gave yourself permission to inspect every word before you allow it in? And when I've done this with groups of 300 or more sitting on the floor, it's phenomenal because I have groups of people that have write down the name that someone had called them, and then all of a sudden they were telling me how bad they felt. I ask them when they're in the gymnasium to tap the floor if they made them feel bad, and my gosh, it sounds like thunder. And then when I look around and I ask them to raise the flag above their head if what they just read, where it said it to allow, you know, to carefully inspect every word before I allow it in, hold it above your head if it made you feel better, and it looks like flags waving in the air.
Yeah.
It sounds so simple, Sue, but I'm going to tell you it's cathartic because it's linking the brain and the body, the psyche and the soma. Mm-hmm. And what's phenomenal about that is this is where the problem with cyberbullying comes from. Mm-hmm. Cyberbullying is a psyche game.
Yeah.
It's terrible. When we read it and we internalize it, it becomes somatic in our body.
Yeah.
And so we have to ask that question to these kids. And just doing this one step has been phenomenal. There's others now that I use, but this was the foundational piece.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that was very powerful. Now we've talked about that for the kids. Would you say that would help the parents too? Because they're going to take on what their kids are going through.
You know what? This is cool. We did a parent night at the community I lived in. Okay. And we invited 200 parents showed up, which is phenomenal, you know, when you think about it, because of everybody's busy schedule. And it's a parent night, and I said, come learn skill sets that will help you help your child who's being bullied, right? Mm-hmm. They come and they listen and they're learning. At the end, there's a lineup, honestly. And I've done it four times, different communities. And they line up and they go, you know, we should be doing this for ourselves.
Well, that's what I was going to say. How many of all of us have gone through this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does, and it also creates a boundary of acceptance.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's where the magic starts to take place as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have learned to be mean to one another because we haven't had to be accountable for being mean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I have a quick story. I don't know if we've got time. A quick one about Facebook and kids. I was speaking at a youth leadership conference.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a group called Me to We, which was started by, which was basically, it's a phenomenal youth movement where they said they didn't want kids in other countries that were writing, you know, were making carpets and not making any money and child labor,
okay.
Right? And we filled stadiums with Greg Kielberger's organization, and all these kids from schools get bussed in, and they say, we support Me to We and no child labor and no abusing kids. So I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, how many of you youth here, and there's a couple hundred, spoken there a couple times now, youth leadership, how many of you youth believe that it's a great cause? They put their hand up, and I go, right on. I go, how many people know somebody who's been abused on Facebook? And most of them put their hands up. I go, then get off Facebook.
Yeah.
And they stop. And you know why?
That, go ahead. Tell me, because I've got a story with that, too.
I said to them, whoa, you hypocrites. Yeah. And they look at me. I go, I mean, you guys are double-sided on this one. Yeah. And they look at me. I go, I know it sounds mean, but do you realize Facebook makes money because you're a member of it?
Yeah.
Do you realize those ads on the right side of Facebook are all catered to you and somebody pays to be there?
Yeah.
So you know that kid that was making that carpet, that was bringing home 2 pennies a day? At least he was supporting his family.
Yeah.
Right now, by you being on, I'm not saying it's right, by the way, but by you being on Facebook and then tolerating that even one person of your age is being beat upon in this venue and you do not get off Facebook and protest, that makes you a hypocrite. And by the way, clicking like or don't like doesn't mean you got involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because getting involved, right? There are, and I have seen this personally, I hate to say it, teachers, I have met a few, and I'm not saying all of you teachers if you're listening, but I have seen some teachers that, for one reason or another, don't get involved when they see something happening.
Yeah.
What do you want to say for teachers that maybe be scared to get involved, maybe because they don't have the support from above, or, you know, how are the parents going to act? How can they help these kids they see being bullied? Like, a child's going to come to them, and they know there's something happening. How can we have these teachers help more, get involved, and stop these suicides that we're hearing are happening all the time now?
Yeah, well, there's no silver bullet on this one, but I'll tell you what, that they have to find an advocate to ask the questions, because I know it's their workplace environment. It's toxic. Let's face it. Bullying exists from the classroom to the boardroom. Yeah. So, you know, what happens is you say something and you're adult enough to know that there are ramifications. But you know what? At a certain point in time, you have to look at yourself in the mirror, and it isn't good enough for us to hold candlelight vigils anymore. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. Yeah. And when a child commits suicide because they felt hopeless, is because you didn't talk to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just talking to them, and sometimes just walking through with them on a permission slip, and sometimes just being their friend and listening to them is more important than anything else. And if you have administration above you that does not want to do this, mm-hmm. get a hold of me. I'll just walk in, and as a media personality, I'll call, and I understand there's a complaint here. You know, I've watched, when I've done this once or twice, that the supervisors go running into these schools to find out what's going on and how come the media is involved, but then change starts to happen. Okay. And I'm not weak enough to say to anybody, oh, I've had a complaint from a teacher. I just say, I've been notified this is going on. What is your comment? Just by saying that alone, everybody goes into hyperdrive and becomes hypersensitive and hyper-interested. And when we have hypersensitivity and hyper-interest, we have action.
Right. Well, and you know, I can tell you, you're talking about a child that you helped. I was called in to go into a school once, and this one particular school, and just share my story of the challenges I went through with disease and abuse and all the stuff that I've gone through. And I was giving my talk, and you know how when you're up there on stage and you just look out at the kids, mm-hmm. you just tell that the ones you're seeing the light bulbs turning on? Mm-hmm. As a speaker to speaker, you know what I'm talking about with this, right? Well, I was up speaking, and I just watched this one girl at the very back of the room, just her glare was just she couldn't take her eyes off of me. Mm-hmm. And when the talk was over, she came up to me. She was just shaking, and she said, oh, can I just give you a hug? Can I just give you a hug? And I said, oh, I love hugs now. You know, in the school system, and I don't really agree with this to an extent I see, but I don't see, is that you're not allowed to hug a child or do this.
Right.
Well, I'm a hugger, and I'm going to hug. I'm sorry. If I go to your school, your child needs it, you're going to see me hug that child.
Yeah.
But so I gave this child a hug, and she said, can I share a secret with you? And she said, after I heard what you had been through in your life and you got through that, I feel there's hope for me, and I have to share a secret. She told me where the gun was that she was going to use the end of that school day. And I turned to her teacher and, you know, kind of giving her the eye as we were talking one-on-one. And I thought, that's all what we did. Her and I talked. She shared what she was going through at home, coming to school, going through it at school. And so just because of that, you know, being there, listening to the child is what caused that shift for her to open up and share. And then we were able to get the help for her, and she's doing great now. But, you know, I want to add that because, folks, as an adult, listen to kids. You know,
also, let me tell you that, you know, there's some schools that says we're going to handle this internally. And, I tell you what, it's the effect of bringing in the speaker. And now, be careful with the speaker you choose, because some of these people out there are performing therapy on themselves in front of these kids.
I know.
And I've seen that. What we're doing is, what you're doing, what I'm doing, and so many others are doing, is we're sharing insights of a story that we lived, but then we said, here's the ending, but here's how it worked, here's how we worked through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, likewise, I've heard similar stories where kids were, you know, going to take care of themselves, but I've also seen how closed the school system has become to bring in outside people, because they're afraid that they're going to be inspected.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so true. I hate to say this.
We're done, eh?
We are done.
That was very Canadian of me. Now people are going to know I am from Canada. I just said,
yeah, me too, A.
This is one of those shows, Sue, this is one of those shows that needs to be at least 2 hours long.
Yeah. I know, eh? I always say that because Christopher likes to tease me about being a Canadian. I'm proud to be Canadian.
Well, I was talking with my hands when you said that.
Oh, I'm not touching that one. But, folks, to learn about Garth Riley, I want to encourage you to go to his website, garthriley.com. That's GARTHRILEY.com. And remember, he is giving away to the first 10 people who email him his workbook, the e-workbook, and it's phenomenal, guys. His email address is Garth Riley with the number 1, okay, not the word, but the number 1 at gmail.com. Garth, I love you. Thank you so much for everything you're doing, my friend. You're a very special man.
Thank you for the work you do and for the ability to speak today. Thank you, Christopher, for all your help.
Good. Well, folks, I want to thank all of you, too, for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Now, next week on Get Inspired Radio, we've got another great show. Our guest is Miriam Slosberg. And, folks, this is going to be a really interesting show. Miriam is an astrologer who uses astrology to heal past lives. Now, she's going to share how she used astrology to heal past memories of the Holocaust for 5 different cases that she worked with, including her own life. So this is going to be an amazing show that you're all going to want to tune into for that one as well. Now, on behalf of my guest, Garth Riley, my wonderful producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue London, we really wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Now, have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.